Lunch Bumps.
Cam FM.
Good afternoon to you. This is the Lunch Bumps 2014. My name is Mike Brooks. We've got the team of commentators down here on the towpath of the River Cam. Sunny setting. It's just about coming up to 4 o'clock. A little bit chilly at the moment, in the shade at least. Although I've got to say, the weather is really quite nice. I have commentated for very, very, very many races now. I have been here in the thunder, in the hail, in the snow. This has got to be the best year for weather. Tomorrow's you're not going to be so lucky, unfortunately. It's going to be showers, but hey, I'm not on the river, so I don't care. Women's First Division, just watch the road up now. I'm on First Post Corner. We've got Joe over at Grassy, up at Ditton is Jack, and then we've got Eleanor on the long reach to catch those late bumps. Jack, just give us the rundown for W1. From top to bottom, at the top, Saddle River is Downing. Then it's first and third. Then Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ, Pembroke, Newnham, Keys, Clare, St. Cat's, Queens, Kings, LNBC, Murray Edge, Tithole, Peterhouse, Churchill, Sandwich Boat is Selwyn. They were top of W2 yesterday. At the moment, we're just watching the rowers being pushed out. Poles ahoy into the middle of the river there. I'm standing, as I say, at First Post Corner. It's always interesting to see the difference in the technique and the experience of crews when they go up. At the start of the day, we raced the women's third, men's fourth division. And, you know, some of the people put these boats into the competition as what they call beer boats, so just having a bit of a laugh, which is fine, you know, it's always a bit of fun. But these are the guys that take it seriously, and, you know, the technique is just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Everything's perfectly in time. The balance is excellent as they rowed up. The determination on their faces, you don't see a single head out of line as they row up the straight, the first post reached their starting stations. Just had the 1 minute cannon now. The crews are getting ready to push out. So this is the penultimate race of today, women's first division. The wind has dropped a little bit. Not that this is going to matter to these guys. These guys have, you know, rode in pretty much every weather condition when they've been practicing every single morning. I've got to say, it takes a lot of dedication. Having coxed once and decided that I didn't like the early mornings, to be able to go in out every single morning in the dark, in the snow, in Michaelmas and Lent, I think is impressive. Right, boats around the middle of the water at the moment. I can see the Downing Blades at the start of this competition. Bungs are in the air. Getting ready to kick this race off. A little bit of current is causing misalignment of the Downing boat. That won't give them any trouble. And they're off. So, top of the division here, Downing. Behind those are first and thirds, Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ, Pembroke, Newnham, Keys, Clare, St. Cat's, Queens, Kings, LNBC, Murray Edge, Tithole, Peterhouse, Churchill, Selwyn, and the back on stations for Downing. And first and thirds, Downing are rating a bit higher, though, so they're going to open that gap up. No surprise there, though. This is Downing Women's. Further back, then, first and thirds on the station with Jesus. Jesus on station with Emmanuel. Looking further up river now, straining my eyesight, it's the boat of Christ. Oh, guess what? They're on station as well. Further back, though, Pembroke seems to be dropping back, actually. Yeah, that gap between Christ and Pembroke is definitely opening up, which means behind Pembroke, I would say Newnham are probably gaining on them. And I don't think Pembroke really are as rating as high as Newnham. Let's just stay with this. I'm just watching the top three row round on station round first post corner further back. There's the Christ boat on station. But Pembroke look like they're struggling. 2.5 lengths between Pembroke and Christ. That is all the distance that Newnham have managed to catch up with them. And they're starting to get a bit on the exciting side. This could end up in a bump, I reckon, looking at this stage, perhaps Ploughreach. Might be able to get them at Grassy. Newnham pursuing Pembroke, but they've slipped back. That's bad. Newnham, I don't know what you just did then, but that gap is completely open wide up. Pembroke going away. Newnham now, a length and a half, it was half a length, now it's a length and a half. Further back, the Keys boat, a length and a half between Newnham and the Keys boat. And then Clare are gaining really very much on the Keys boat. Now down to one length as we go into the first post corner. Looks like Clare are definitely racing a lot higher. Further back now, actually, let's just stay with this one. I think it's down to half a length on our entry to first post corner. That's going to happen on Grassy. Further back now, this is St. Cat's boat. We've got a length between St. Cat's and Queens. And then looking further back, there's a King's quote. So Clearwater between Queens and Kings. Kings going quite wide here. Perhaps they fancy going an extra distance because LMBC have closed that gap between them and Kings down to about a length on first post reach. Let's throw up to Grassy now. At Grassy, we've got Joe. What's it looking like?
Been downing first and third. Jesus, Emma, Christ, and now Pembroke have already gone past me. I must say that Newnham, as you've already described, Mike, are looking under
pressure. I believe that Newnham are maybe only one length in it between Newnham and Pembroke. However, interestingly, behind Newnham are coming under pressure from Keys, and behind Keys are coming under pressure from the W1.
Mike.
This is a real do or die moment because they are either going to bump or keep bump.
Mike. Really exciting here up at first post where the Peterhouse boat managed to get overlap on Tithole, and Tithole being bumped on the entrance to first post corner. Bad clearance though, didn't really have a chance. Churchill had to go wide towards the south bank. So what's happened here is Peterhouse have bumped Tithole on first post corner and then totally got in Churchill's way. He's already exhausted from the previous race. There, Clearwater at the back. Let's try to go. Joe.
And they managed to bump Keys W1, bumped Newnham W1. Therefore, Clare W1 were unable to bump them, and they are now going for the overbump of Pembroke. A little further, LMBC are putting significant pressure on Kings W1. There is a quarter of a length in it between LMBC and Kings W1. LMBC are definitely going for the bump there. Behind them, Murray Edmund there must be four or five left. Pass it to Jack through the different corner. How's it going to you, Jack?
We have had Emmanuel bump Jesus here at Grassy Corner. That's Emmanuel have bumped Jesus. Christ has just gone past, as have Pembroke. I suspect those two boats, Prof Downing and first and third, will all row over. And looking down river, we have Claire coming past me now, but I will throw back to you, Joe. Have you got anything else happening down at Grassy?
Thank you, Jack. Ellen.
Chasing Kings W1. That is Lady Margaret W1 still chasing Kings W1. There cannot be more than a quarter of a length in it. They are still chasing that bump, but Kings W1 is incredibly still holding them on. Behind Murray Edwards W1 are doing anything they can to close that gap, but I don't think they're going to. At the very, very back of the division, Churchill W1 are maybe 10 lengths behind Peterhouse W1, and then they are 10 lengths ahead of Selwyn W1. Selwyn W1, the sandwich boat, do not look good enough for this division. They are taking a very sedate line around there. I think you may be about to see a bump.
Jack. Up at Ditton Corner, we have Lady Margaret who have bumped Kings. Kings looking incredibly tired towards the end then, but Lady Margaret now looking fantastic.
They didn't quite see what they wanted to do.
Yeah. And we have now...
Let's try up to Eleanor with a long reach.
Eleanor, can you see anything down by you? Ella, can you see anything?
So I've had most of the boats go past me now. Yeah, so I've had first and third and Downing go past me, and it did look like first and third were catching Downing, but I think like the end came quicker than the catch. And then between them now, we've just got all the boats rowing through. So I've got Claire rowing past me now, followed by Cat, followed by Queen. And I mean, Queen's Bancroft is shouting at them to try and catch Cat, so I just don't think it's going to happen. Both of them look exhausted, but Cat's just look like they've got the edge, they look a little bit stronger. And everyone else has got too much of a distance between them for there to be any more bumps on the long reach, I think. I mean, there's whistles going now between Queens and Cats, but whether it's going to happen, I doubt, to be honest. There could have been a last-minute bump between first and third and Downing right at the top of the division. It's just gone right down to the bridge now where I can't see. So, again, I really doubt it now. By the time everyone reached the crews are so tired that it's just really hard to kind of collect that last bit of energy. So, is anything going on back down this in the corner?
Oh, thank you very much, Eleanor. I have just had Selwyn row past me and is a similar story towards the end of the division as it is at the top. Most of the boats rowing past now. I've just had Churchill go past me and Selwyn. They both look like they're going to row over. Selwyn looking incredibly tired as the sandwich boat of the division. But they are just coming round onto Longreach now, so I'll hand back to you, Eleanor.
I might hand back down because I think I'm going to cycle up and go and see if there have been any last-minute bumps right at the top by the finish post. But it didn't look like any of them were going to catch. So everyone's just sort of like rowing up now. Probably not much else to describe. Mike, do you want to do like a summary?
Yeah, so I've got most of it apart from two boats, and I think between Joe and Jack they'll be able to piece this together. What happens between Christ and Pembroke, Jack? Did you see anything?
When Christ and Pembroke went past me, there was still quite a big distance between them. So I suspect they would row over, so I'd have to hand to Eleanor on that one.
Yeah, no, but...
Okie doke. All right, so then, what we think has happened... Excellent. From top to bottom, then, as far as we know, Downing, row over. First and third's row over. Jesus caught by Emmanuel on the long reach. Christ, row over. Pembroke, row over. Newnham, caught by Christ. Clare, row over. St. Cat, row over. Queens, row over. Kings bumped by LNBC round Ditton. Murray Edwards row over. Tit Hall caught by Peterhouse from first post corner. Churchill row over. Selwyn sandwich boat at the back row over. The results update 5 minutes time. Back to studio.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay then. So there was actually a secret overbump that we didn't actually catch in that reporting just then. So if I go from the top, we've got Downing that rode over, first and third that rode over, Jesus W1 got bumped by Emma W1, Christ W1 rode over, but Pembroke, who we presumed rode over, actually got overbumped by Clare at the last minute. So in between Pembroke and Clare, Keys bumped Newnham. So if I'm just run again from Pembroke who are in six, so they were overbumped by Clare W1, Newnham were bumped by Keys, then obviously the Clare were there who then overbumped Pembroke. Then below them we've got St. Cat's who rode over, Queen's W1 who rode over, King's W1 who were bumped by Lady Margaret W1, Murray Edwards W1 rode over, Trinity Hall W1 were bumped by Peter Howes, and then Churchill rode over and Selwyn rode over as well. So, and that's all of them together.